This is the Truth Network.
Stu Epperson, I've never done this before in the history of my show. I'm standing holding a sign that says Jesus forgives and heals next to a man named Bill who's holding a sign. What's that sign say?
Pray to end abortion.
Now, cars are driving by. We've got music in the background. What's going on out here, Bill? Where are we right now? Tell everybody.
We're on 3000 Maplewood Avenue, which is across the street from the Planned Parenthood Clinic, where abortions are performed. And we're basically standing here on the sidewalk praying that the abortions that are executed here would be terminated. And we're also praying for the people who are employed here that they would realize that this is sinful and that this is killing babies, and so that they would realize that and they would stop this and find employment elsewhere. And so we trust the Lord. We believe God is answering prayer, and He will continue to answer prayer, and that He wants these babies to come to birth and be born and have an opportunity to live and to have a life like the rest of us are enjoying.
So they let me come in and pick up this sign and stand here for a little bit. And this gentleman here is just playing some awesome music. Lord, I lift your name on high. A lot of prayer here, a lot of praise and worship right outside an abortion clinic. So there's death just not even across the street there, half a block away. And then there's life here. Talk about why this is so meaningful to you, sir, and why you're out here today.
Sure. Well, somebody asked me if I'd have lived during the Holocaust. Like we always say, what were the German Christians doing during that? And somebody said, that's going on right now, even worse, 10 times worse here. So I found out an amazing fact that when people are standing on the sidewalks and praying and interceding, that abortion workers who have left have reported that abortions and people who had appointments, it decreases by 60 to 70%. So I thought, you know what? Just coming out here and standing and being here and interceding, it actually does affect the bottom line, and there are lives that are saved by that.
That is something. So there's some ladies standing over here. They're praying, holding signs, and there's some young ladies performing some art. We've got a couple of Rembrandts here, a couple gifted artists. Tell me about what they're doing.
Sure. So some of these children we've known from a Friday night worship club that we've done, but really we've talked a lot about how God, when He is God's creative, and that's just a part of the Holy Spirit's creation. So they're out here painting pictures with just themes of life. One of their moms painted a picture of mom holding a baby with the most like serene look. So we know that God's presence isn't just limited to certain things. So them being out here painting and doing things of life. And I guess you saw there's probably about 9 or 10 little toddlers out here a little while ago with their moms.
That was awesome.
Yeah, indeed.
So this is a whole family thing, really. And this is just a statement that God loves life. And what would you say to others out there about getting involved? There's been some recent rumblings, some real mega shifts in the culture. This movie Unplanned has hit huge numbers. And in fact, I just saw a story 2 days ago that said that the Planned Parenthood workers are more than ever considering quitting.
Yes.
Just coming out and saying, I'm done with this. I'm done with the slaughter. I'm done with being a part of this.
Yeah.
But tell us what your challenge is to people out there. That movie got 40 Days of Life. You got all these awesome folks with, Love Life, that it's really a ground-swelling movement. Talk about what people can do.
Well, what's really stirred my faith is Jesus said it just takes a mustard seed of faith. So in my mind and my heart, I always thought I had to do this huge thing, this great. But really, it just takes the tiniest action. So whether it's supporting some place that does abortions or provides the free pregnancy care, standing on the sidewalk, anybody can do that at any time and just stand and pray. We know that God hears and answers our prayers, as well as there's Compassion Care is one of the groups that come out here, and they do Saturday morning trainings where I feel like I learned 1,000 things. We've got literature out here, was able to hand one to a woman here earlier to say, hey, please just take a look at this. We're here. We're not out here against these women. We're out here for them, and we love them, and we have resources for them. And that's something we can offer to them that they're not going to get in the clinic. So when we're not out here with hateful or condemnation, anything like that, we're out here with love, waving at them, inviting them over. So all things are possible with God. And His word, that seed, won't return void.
Amen. So thank you for that. So Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Resurrection, life, has everything to do. There's another person honking, waving, supporting this, appreciative of you guys. I just popped in here, but nothing mean or angry or no loudness or hate coming from over here, right, Bill? It seems like this is just a real peaceful worship service. How would you describe the scene?
Well, it's very peaceful, and our God is a God of peace. And that's what we're trying to represent to the women who are interested in coming in and ending their pregnancy. We're being a voice for the voiceless, for these unborn children, stepping up as Good Samaritans. As the Unplanned movie comes out and it's informational, people are realizing the truth, what's really happening, and they're saying, what can I do? What can I do? And so they're coming out and participating with us and with other ministries like Love Life, with the prayer walks on Saturday. And we're just continually praying, and we know that God is the answer to this, to the solution to this problem. And we're for life, and conception, life begins at conception, and the purpose of life is to be born and to give people an opportunity to live and to serve and to glorify God. And that's, it's a very peaceful environment here, and there are some people who oppose what we're doing, and they're hostile, but we just love them, and we pray for them, and we wish that they would have an open mind and open heart and realize that this is a real life that's being terminated, it's being ended, and there is other options, there's many options, and the child should have an opportunity for life.
Well, thank you, and thank you guys for being out here, and why don't we, Bill, would you lead us in a little prayer for right now, for the ladies right now? Everyone listening can join in, wherever you are, whenever this is. Pray for the situation right now. There's a girl in the probably in that lobby right there contemplating taking her child's life. Will you say a little prayer for everything right now?
Yes, Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would move by your Holy Spirit and soften the hearts and speak to the people in there, the employed people as well as the women who are looking for help from them. We just pray that you would come to them and let them know that you can help them, that, Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you want to present life and opportunities for life for them. And there's a way. There's a way. So, Lord, we just pray that you would open up doors and opportunities and shed light on this situation and comfort them and bless them and lead them to life eternal, give an opportunity for their children to be born. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. And that prayer will continue to go on even after I leave. But even though I go back, these gentlemen will be here. These ladies will be here praying, holding signs. There's phone numbers posted for if you want to get some pregnancy support, if you want to get a free, you know, if you see this, the monogram, or what's it called, if they see their image of their baby, ultrasound, they're more likely to, you know, like it goes up 70-80% more likely. Statistics are crazy. For instance, the Love Life folks, Justin Reeder's team, they said that the more they've seen prayer around these abortion clinics, that the numbers go down 75%, as high as that, right, of people getting abortions. The power of prayer. We talk about it. It's time to pray. It's time to be involved, and let's create. Let's come back to life in our culture, and let's reach people with the good news of the meaning of life. And his name is Jesus. And he said that. He said, I have come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. So thank you, Bill, for being here. And all, thank you, sir, for being here and your music, praise and worship music, for letting me walk up here and hold this sign up. What a blessing.
Amen. There's one other point that we need to bring out is that the pregnancy centers that are available for women who have unwanted pregnancies, they do a marvelous work. Many people don't know about the fact that they're available, and so they just do a heroic work in helping women with their pregnancy, throughout the pregnancy, and after the babies are born, to provide a home for them, and we move also to foster care and adoption. So they do a marvelous work, and we need to continue to pray for them and support them.
Yep. Across the street, Planned Parenthood, by taking lives and by this atrocious thing called abortion, they're making all kinds of money. They have no problem. They have millions of dollars in their budgets. These little crisis pregnancy centers struggle to barely make budget. They have sometimes only 10% of churches in the area are even writing a check to these crisis pregnancy centers. Salem Crisis Pregnancy Center, my parents were part of starting that, helping start that back 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago maybe. Golly, it's been a long time. But they're always struggling. Why aren't we giving to them? They're the solution. And so get behind these groups. And if they call you and say, come to our banquet, say yes. And if they call you and say, write a check, say yes, I'll write a check. I'll do whatever I can. Maybe you can't do 1,000. You can do 100, do 10, whatever. But every penny is going to go toward a diaper, toward loving the mom and loving the new baby and creating this story of life. So thank you guys for being out here. And I really am honored to just stand with you guys and see the courage of these women, these young ladies here, young teenagers doing paintings. Beautiful. Awesome. God bless you.